We can enhance development by improving women power, by giving women the opportunity to develop themselves. Statistics show that the average family size increases in inverse ratio to the mother's years of education, is lowest among college graduates, highest among those with only primary school training, or no education. Malnutrition is most frequent in large families, and increases in frequency with each additional sibling. The principle seems established that an educated mother has healthier and more intelligent children, and that this is related to the fact that she has fewer children. The tendency of educated, upper-class mothers to have fewer children worked even without access to contraceptive services. The educational level of women is significant also because it has a direct influence upon their chances of employment, and the number of employed women in a country's total labor force has a direct bearing on both the gross national product and the disposable income of the individual family. Disposable income, especially in the hands of women, influences food purchasing and therefore the nutritional status of the family. The fact that this additional income derives from the paid employment of women provides a logical incentive to restrict the size of the family.